Meltdown Ballroom in Chicago, it's the music of Wayne King, the Waltz King. Wayne King and his golden saxophone. And this is a night of nights, believe you me. This is something that I couldn't have believed would ever happen. It's the most fabulous crowd in the history of anything I've ever seen in the entertainment world, which is a great, great tribute to this man right out from my left here, Wayne King, who is loved by millions and millions and millions for many, many good reasons, and for many years in the past. This is a great night here in the Aragon. And now sharing the honor with me here tonight at this microphone with Wayne's final broadcast out of here, here is my pal Cliff Mercer.
Thank you very much, Frank. A real privilege and pleasure to be here at this fabulous, storied old Aragon Ballroom tonight. We're all having a wonderful time, and you're going to have a great time during this broadcast until 11 o'clock tonight. So let's open with Wayne King, the Waltz King, and the Naughty Waltz. Music in the Aragon tonight with the Waltz King, Naughty Waltz. Now into the vocal spotlight comes lovely Nancy Evans and Jim Hayes to sing along with Wayne King to an old favorite, Red River Valley.
Girl who loved you so true.
you'd hear a lot of wonderful things. This is the end of a great era. As you all know, every important great dance band stepped here on the stage and played for your dancing and listening pleasure. Whether you've been able to attend here at the Aragon or listened right here on WGN Radio throughout the years. Bands such as Lawrence Welk, Frankie Masters, Jan Garber, Guy Lombardo, Benny Goodman, Glenn Gray, and we could go on and on, of course. And, of course, those who are no longer with us. Dorsey Brothers, Griff Williams, Ted Weems, Eddie Howard, just to name a few. And naturally, the man who is playing here for you tonight, the Waltz King himself, Wayne King, who perhaps as much as anyone else has contributed so mightily to the past of this great ballroom, the Aragon. How would you folks like to hear Wayne and Franklin McCormick recreate some of the great sounds of the bands of the past? Would you like that? Franklin McCormick, Wayne King. Frank, come in.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm standing on this stage in front of all these people whom I've grown up with. I'm standing in a place that has meant more to me than anything in anyone's musical career could. I remember these people. I remember most of them. I remember when they were younger. In fact, I remember when all of them had hair, same as I did, you know. But I'm also standing next to a man who has been associated with me on radio so long that we feel about each other as though we were brothers. I'm very fond of this man. I couldn't think more of him, any other man that I know of, than I could of this man, Franklin McCormick, who was with, has been with me and knows all about these bands. Frank, do you remember some of these guys who used to play here?
Oh, Wayne, I have memories like you do, and there were some great bands and some great memories that will always be with us. You remember Dick Jurgens? He held out here for a long, long time.
Yeah, Dick is still going around. I'll tell you where Dick is now. Dick's over in, I think, Colorado Springs. I think he's still slightly in the music business, but he's very successful. And by the way, I had a telegram from him.
Did you?
Yes, he wanted me to tell these people that he wished he were here. And I do, too, because this is going to be a tough night. When I get through, I'll be a few pounds lighter, don't you imagine?
I think you will, Wayne. This is a marvelous night.
But this is the way Dick used to sound, Mac.
Well, let's hear his theme. That's it. Was only one of the great bands that you made the Aragon its home. Now, who else do you remember, Wayne?
Well, there's one band in America that is everlasting. I don't think that there's any more famous and more greater band that ever was than the one I'm thinking of now. And I just have had an invitation from him to come down to Terra Verde, which is near St. Petersburg. As they say, it's a beautiful place for us to come down to play. We're going to go down there pretty soon. I think Tuesday we're going to play the one night. That's Guy Lombardo. Oh!
Here, and I know he's an old friend of yours. Remember Clyde McCoy?
Oh, yes, I saw Clyde McCoy the other day. Clyde McCoy has now got one of the the finest Dixieland jazz bands in America.
Yeah,
Clyde is, I think he's playing in Las Vegas now. Last time I saw him, he was on his way. He dresses beautifully. He has the most beautiful red coat you ever saw. But he can still play that trumpet. It sounds just like this.
Such a great guy. Now, Cliff, are we all through with our themes and our memories?
One more.
One more.